ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
There's so much hunger now. There's so much hunger. Why? There's so much uncertainty in our world. There's so much uncertainty in our world. And what can change people's life is not the economic indices. It's the word of God. I was so blessed last week, Sunday. On my way out to the office, someone engaged me. And you know, each time people do that for me, I'm just humble. He said, I came here in 2014. He said, and he rolled out my messages, some of my key messages from 2014. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, whatever it is, just keep doing it. That's number one. And he said something to me, which was, he said, but I look back at my life. I don't have any parents anymore. He said, I only have a sister. And he said, you may not remember. And I remember that Sunday quite well. He came in here as early as 6:30 a.m. or so. So he waited for me to come. And in my office, he was just crying. He said, the only sister that I have just died. So he said he just wanted to thank me. I said, thank God. He said the impact of what God's word has done in his life from 2016 to this time, he said it cannot quantify. I said, maybe one of these days, I will just sit you down and you share your testimony. He said, because people also need to hear. Your testimony will encourage someone's heart. What am I saying this morning? I'm saying that because that was someone for me who allowed the grace of God's word to find expression. He said, because as I am now, because I don't even have people in the natural. I only have the word of God as my shield, as my strength, as my buckler. And I know that the same God is still rich towards me, and his plan for my life, the future plan for my life, will be revealed as long as I also stick to that word. I said, that is the key secret. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 this morning, in Amplified, Hebrews chapter 12, in the Amplified translations, from verse 1 up to 3, Hebrews 12. Therefore then, and that's my plea to every one of us, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Who are those cloud of witnesses? Our patriarchs. If you want to understand how they are dealing with God, go read Hebrews chapter 11. It said, who have borne testimony to the truth, capital T, referring to Jesus. John 14:6, he said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one can access these things except through me. So, he said, we have borne a cloud of witnesses, our patriarchs, the people under the Old Testament dispensation, the ones in the New Testament dispensation, the hearts of the apostles, which is not yet completed in writing, because you and I are still writing the hearts of the apostles of this truth. We are bearing witnesses or bearing testimony to this truth. He said, let us strip off. If I want to get naked now,
What I need to do is to start stripping off. In other words, let us become vulnerable to God, to His Word, to the Holy Spirit. I said some time ago, it doesn't cost God. Because most of the things that we do in our own Nigerian kind of Christianity or African kind of Christianity, we see God as someone that we have to beg and beg and beg to save, beg and beg to heal, beg and beg to prosper, beg and beg to intervene. No! God is a good, 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 good Father. His goodness is rich in goodness. He doesn't have it scarcely. He's able to save. He's able to deliver. He's able to come through. Everyone who responds to Him. So, He said, let us throw off, strip off, and throw aside every encumbrance or weight. Weight may be addiction. Addiction to whatever, to sex, because those are the issues in our present world. To money, to substances, alcohol, just because you want to belong. He said, let's throw away unnecessary. The Bible regards those things as unnecessary. They are vain things. They don't count in the list of priority. Let's throw them away. Because, you see, what God designed for you and I is glory. It's not ephemeral. And when I say glory, it's not something that you attain when you are out of here. It's something that begins now. We can't allow anything to cover this glory. The glory means everything that makes God to be God. His power, His wealth, His dominion, His victory. That's what we are sharing with Jesus. We can't allow it. I mean, this is the way someone puts it. You can't eat good meal at home and you are parking by the roadside to eat corn. If you want to eat corn, it's for pleasure. Let's throw aside. And that's how to allow the grace to find expression. Because sometimes God wants to reach out to us. God wants to hug us. Even with all those debts, we are still, you know, if I want to hug you now and you're doing like that, it simply means you don't need my hug. So with all the dirtiness, God still wants to hug us and we are holding back. But the Bible is saying, let us throw aside unnecessary way. And He said, that's sin. So each one, because we are in a broken world, we are confronted with issues. Life throws things at people. But each one should know what that sin, what that transgression. If God will catch you with it, that you will be ashamed of. Which so readily. Just like it happened for Jesus. The Bible just recorded that the devil departed from him for a season. Just for a season. So this sin readily, deftly, cleverly. Cling to until the husband. Do you know? That's why he said it's even found in king's palaces. Have you seen spider at work before? Have you seen spider trapped an insect? Every part of spider is weak. But spider, if you want to catch anything, he just draw his, just release those saliva, just releases around the object. And right from wherever the spider is, he just pulled that thing, where you can say supernaturally, to entangle. And then he leaves that object to die before feasting on it. Clings to, entangle us, and let us run with what? Patient and endurance, steady and active persistence. The appointed course of the race that is set before us. There's this joke that is circulated. I think some of us might have seen it. Someone was writing an exam
and was trying to copy the other person. And they didn't know that it was a different question. And you know, that's the way people run their Christian, sometimes the way we run our Christian experience. So this year, please, allow the grace of God to find expression. Allow it. Allow it. Allow an entrance. That's what Peter said. He said, when we allow it, an entrance shall be ministered to us. Allow it. Allow it. As I begin to tidy this up today, I say there is hunger all around us. People are hungry. As a matter of fact, if you ask me, the hunger, a sign of that hunger is also the recent attack on the church. It's because people desire something supernatural. And what they can see about the church of Jesus is something natural. Something that is safe. Hey, let's allow God's grace. Hey, don't let anyone deceive you. Nobody who is prideful, who's full of pride, will inherit anything in this kingdom. Nobody living actively in sin will inherit anything. That's the truth. That's the truth. You can't give someone who has failed consistently on responsibility and entrust responsibility to them. That's why he said, woe to the land. Even land that don't have people who are proven. He said, woe to the land. Hey, whose princes rise up to drink? Because you can't make a good sense of judgment. As a president of a nation, you are drunk by 7 a.m. You can't make a good sense of judgment. As a governor, you eat fish every day. It's not the natural fish. May God give you understanding. You can make a good sense of judgment. Have you seen some of our Danfo drivers? They drink Coke every morning. Coca-Cola, that's what they drink. They don't drink anything but Coca-Cola. Sometimes Sprite. And you know, interestingly, someone sent something to me this week. It's a bottle of Coke. But it's not Coke. Because you can see the whitish sediment in that bottle. So someone, you are shouting. If we drive from K to my 12 to Yaba, it won't give a hoot. Wherever he wants, he chooses to stop as the bus stop. That's where he chooses to stop. You can make a good sense of judgment out of life that way. I know there are many frustrations. There are many reasons why people do stop. It's just like it happened to Peter. We have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. There's no hope. Let's just wash our net. Let's go back. What's the use in continuing to do this business? Frustration, disappointment, setback. But he said, nevertheless, because when someone allows Jesus into their boat, he speaks the word that makes a supernatural turnaround. That's what happens. So there's so much insecurity in our own land here, various indices about our economic downturn, which is causing frustration, dissatisfaction, disappointment, and depression in people. But this is an opportunity. That's what I want us to understand as a church, as a people, as believers in Christ. This is an opportunity for the church of the Lord Jesus. This is an opportunity to preach the gospel. And if God has saved your soul and you are keeping your own sanity, you have a story to share with other people. That's what happened to Peter. He called out to his partner, come! You know, there is just an harvest. If you are still doing your own thing, there are certain harvests that you can still cover. There are certain breakthroughs you can still cover. Even if you choose to be wearing a direct, people, when people see you, they know that this guy.
You know, last week, let me tidy this up. 2 Timothy chapter 3 again, verses 1 to 11. But this time in Amplified Translation, 2 Timothy chapter, we're in the last days. And the Bible says, perilous time of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. Verses 1 to 11, that's where we're going. So please, let's read. Console. Can I have it on someone's phone? Amplified. Please help me out. I need to read out. I know I can read my, okay. He said, but understand this, that in the last days we come, set in perilous of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with, hard to bear, for people will be lovers of self, and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, coughing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy and profane. They will be without natural human affections, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truth or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct and uncontrolled, fierce, haters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayer, rash, inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasure and vain amusement, more than and rather than lover of God. For though they had a hold a form of piety, true religion, but they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Avoid all such people, turn away from them, for among them are those who worm their ways into homes and captivate silly and weak-natured, spiritually dwarfed women, loaded with burden of their sins, easily swayed and led by various evil desires and seductive impulses. These weak women will listen to anybody who will teach them. They are forever inquiring and getting information, but are never able to arrive at a recognition of knowledge of the truth. Now, just as James and Jambres were hostile to and resisted Moses, so these men are hostile to and oppose the truth. They have depraved and distorted minds and are reprobate and counterfeit to be rejected as far as the faith is concerned. They will not get far, for their wrath folly will become obvious to everybody, and was that those of those magicians mentioned. Now you have closely observed. So in the same place that those things were prevailing, you and I, we have closely observed, diligently followed the teaching, conduct, purpose in life, faith, patience, love, and steadfastness, in plus persecution, suffering, as such as it occurred. But the Lord deliver us. And that's what God is also saying. Help me open to John chapter 3, verse 17. So we have an assignment in our hands. He said, for God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on those people, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him. That's the gift of Jesus. That's the gift of Jesus. That's the gift of Jesus. And that is the message that we have. The message is not just on us. It is to be shared with the world. Talking about our rich fulfillment. Please understand, rich fulfillment is a choice you must make this year. Rich fulfillment is not something you run after. That would be religion. It is something you attract by reason of your relationship with what God said in his word, and followed by your corresponding action of faith. It's not what you run after. It's something that you attract by reason of your relationship with what God said in His word to us or to you, followed by your corresponding practical, appropriate action. You have to obey the word. I can't obey the word of God for you. You have to be a recipient. You have to hear the word. You have to receive it. You have to embrace it. You have to apply it. That's the only way to get something out of the word of God. So how do you walk and reach fulfillment? One, believing God, what God said in His word. You believe. You believe it. If there is anything God wants us to do, it's to believe. If there is any rest God wants us to rest, it's the rest of believing. Believe what God has said in His word. Secondly, develop a new perspective around what God said. A new perspective. Your thoughts has to be renewed. You have to see things differently. The heart of man is failing them, but you have to be a messenger of good news. Everybody is saying doom, 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 but you have to become a messenger of good news. And then thirdly, you have to take action. Take action. The word won't work out itself. You have to work out the word. The word won't fulfill itself on its own. You have to cooperate with God to see the fulfillment of this word in your life. In closing today, I'll close this time. You need to enter into your worthy place. You need to enter into it. Because things are going to get, you read it, pretty difficult in our world. But you need to. That's the safe place. That's the well-watered garden. And outside there, I can guarantee safety. Outside there, there is no guarantee for health. There's no guarantee for peace. There's no guarantee for fulfillment. Everything that we all see in the world is designed to give momentary pleasure. Houses, cars, talk about it. Clothes, holiday destinations. Everything is just momentary. And the holiday will come to an end, and then people return back to their status quo. The clothes, no matter how fashionable, it can tear, it can whatever, we can crash the car. But the real fulfillment is that place of personal enrichment that God has. The Bible talks about the hollow of God's hand. He said that that's the hiding place of His power. And that's what we need to go after. And the interesting thing, if we can just go after it, and we have it, and we lay hold on it, every other thing that people are running after become harsh. Beckon, call. So you have to. Why is it that people don't enter? Number one, they are not aware. They are not even aware that there is a worthy place. People just do trial and error. That's the way they live their lives. No, you can't. You and I, we have a great treasure in God. God is rich in mercy. He has abundance of grace. You know those two things, words. If you can just have the understanding of this year, it goes a long way to resolve many issues. Grace is that thing that is extended to you. It's love, God's goodness. And then even when you fail, He introduces His mercy. You can still do grace and think that you are qualified for this, I'm qualified for that. But mercy, you are not qualified for nothing. It's of the Lord's mercies that you and I are not consumed. Because there's something that comes with mercy, it's compassion. And the Bible says they fail not. They are renewed every day. And we can boldly say, great is His faithfulness. So this year, please understand that there is rich fulfillment for you in God. Understand it. Embrace it. Secondly, locate your own worthy place. Locate it. You have the responsibility. I don't know what the hunger in your heart, the hunger, what you want to see fulfilled in our world. Please locate it. Locate your own worthy place. It's there. It's a portion. It's allotted to you. It's tagged in your name. Locate it. Locate it. Peter did by just responding. I mean, there were many fishermen all around him. So he had to say, he said, "Well, Master, I admit we have toiled all night. We have caught nothing. But hey, Master means Rabbi. You are the one who came, or who at this time you are interjecting things on our behalf. Because as it is, every business people have, they fail all around us." He said, "But you have." He said, "Nevertheless, because I know what masters are competent to do. They show us the way. They lead us in the way that we should go." He said, "Nevertheless, at your word." And that word is the word that made the heavens and the heart. Peter got that understanding. He saw things that happened. He saw miracles. He saw things that happened around him. He said, "Nevertheless, at your word." Even though I don't know your capacity yet, he said, "Let me just throw the net. This year, prove God in your life. Prove him by your faith. Prove him by your action. Prove him by your response. Nevertheless, at your word." Prove God. You've heard about this God. People have talked about it. They share their testimony. This year, hey, as part of your worthy place, make sure that you have testimony that the word of God is true. Praise the Lord. Last week, as we closed the service here, I met someone. And I was asking, "How are you?" He said, "He traveled and all that." So, and I felt led to to pray with him. So as I just reached out to him, and I started speaking a particular scripture over his life. And he said, "Let me tell you something." He said, "My promise this morning was the exact scripture that you spoke." I said, "So go in this strength of yours." You know, that's the way things are going to happen for many people this year. It will just be in your study, a scripture prop up. It will just be in a conversation. Someone says something, and it changes the whole course of things. Nevertheless, at your word. Nevertheless, at your word. Nevertheless, at your word. The seed is the word of God. So locate your own worthy place. Totally. Be willing to pull through all obstacles and giant this year. Be willing. Be willing. There will be obstacles. There will be downtown moments. There will be time as if the word of God is not active. Hey, be willing to pull. David said, "I can run through troops. I can leap over wall." He said, "You are my strength and my shield." Habakkuk said, "You make my feet like that of the hind's feet, so that I can walk upon my high places." I can walk. Don't let go this year, no matter how tough things may look. And you know, sometimes I got a post from someone. He said, "Sometimes locked doors, they are not actually locked. Because sometimes you need to walk towards it. A door might look locked, but hey, you might be surprised that when you walk towards it and just touch the handle, it opens. And you might even be surprised that they are locked. They look so shut up, like Jericho wall. And when you lock there, because of the supernatural intervention, they open on their own accord." That's what we're talking. Nevertheless, at your word. He gives you an instruction, and when he gives you an instruction and you choose to obey, that's when miracles happen. And lastly, enlarge your capacity for harvest this year. Enlarge it. Enlarge it. Enlarge it. You need to cooperate with God. You need to develop that kind of spirit that Joshua and Caleb had among every other elders. Elders are decision makers. But 12 went out. 10 won. Democracy. 2 said, "No. God, who has helped us to bring this testimony, is able to help us take this land." Lastly today, take every limit of God. Take every limit. If you will enter into this worthy place, please understand that you need to understand that there is even a rich fulfillment for you in the first place. And then locate it. Then thirdly, be willing to pull through whatever obstacles. And then fourthly, enlarge your capacity. Because that was what happened. He said, next. Enlarge your capacity for harvest. And enlarging your capacity, the question this morning, do you actually believe the word? Can I get a response? Do you believe the word of God? Or do you believe Bible is a storybook? Or do you believe Bible is just what you read only on Sunday? Or do you believe that Bible is what help people to conduct a service so they have first reading, second reading? Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my net. Nevertheless, at your word. Nevertheless, stand with me in this.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,